الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that the month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, it is that month, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. And the Qur'an Sharif, Allah now defines one aspect of the Qur'an Sharif, that Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan linnas وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. It is هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ, a guide book for mankind. And لِلنَّاسِ, for all of mankind. هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ. And it is بَيِّنَاتٍ, it is full of bayans. Plural of bayan, بَيِّنَاتٍ. And it expounds and makes manifest and exposes realities, makes very, very clear. من الهدى والفرقان, of hidayat and furqan, of the differences. It shows you the clear path. And in honor of this year, because the Quran Sharif was revealed in the month of Ramadan, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ, whoever finds the month, that is, he's at home, he's not a traveler, shari traveler, then in honor of the month, فَلْيَصُمْ, he should keep the rozas for the month of Ramadan. So, the honor of this month is really, if we see, it is because of the revelation of the Quran Sharif. And Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah, is written that not only the Quran Sharif, but all heavenly scriptures, Torah, Injil, Zabur, were all revealed during this month. So the revelation made this month so honorable. Mufassirin have written that where the Quran Sharif was revealed, that place became honorable. When it was revealed, that time became honorable. The combination between the two ayats, that one ayat is that inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We have revealed the Quran Sharif in Layla Mubarakah. Some commentators say it's Shabi Qadr. Some say it's Shabi Barat, the 15th of Shaban. And Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. We revealed the Quran Sharif in Shabi Qadr. So it appears that it was revealed in Shabi Barat also and Shabi Qadr also. So the combination, putting the meanings together, that it was revealed in one complete form from Lawh-e Mahfuz, which is the tablet by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, by the Arsh of Allah, to the lower sky. Of the seven skies to the lower sky, it was revealed in one complete form on Shab-e Barat. And from there, piecemeal, as the occasion arose, various ayats were revealed, and that started in Shab-e Qadr. So it's the whole Quran Sharif was revealed in Shab-e Barat, and piecemeal it was revealed in Shab-e Qadr. And then this whole period from Shab-e Barat, 15th of Shaban, until Shab-e Qadr, whether it's the 27th of Ramadan, whether it's the 25th, the odd nights, whenever it is, there's this whole period, some Mufassirin have written, is that period in which all the system for the year is given out. And if we calculate that period, it's roughly 40 days also. From 15th Shaban till about 27th Ramzan, 25th Ramzan, till 25th Ramzan is 40 days exactly. If it's 40, another 2 days, 27, it's 6 weeks. So this period of 40 days also is stressed here to show how valuable a 40-day period is. And from there, this whole period becomes extremely very, very valuable, very, very precious and important. So anyway, the Quran Sharif was revealed in this period here, So that time also became so valuable. And that it came piecemeal, it started from in Shabi Qadr. So the month of Shabi Qadr is in Ramadan. So that night became valuable, that value spread throughout the whole month also. And it was revealed, the Quran Sharif predominantly was revealed in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. On Safar also ayats were revealed. But most of the surahs we will see, it's either a Makki surah or a Madani surah. Whether it is according to place or whether it is according to time before Hijrat or after Hijrat. But those places became important. Makkah Sharif became so important. Medina Sharif became so important. Became the focal place. Makkah Sharif from before Kaaba Sharif was there. And from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Kaaba Sharif was honored. And the precincts of Makkah Sharif became also so honorable and valuable and gained more value with the revelation of the Quran Sharif. That Arafat became valuable, Zmina became valuable, Muzdalifah became valuable, and therefore the Haji is compelled to go to these places now. And then, though it's not a compulsion, but every Haji takes it upon himself. When he has gone for Hajj, he will go to Medina Sharif also. And really it is also in a sense that we are going to collect the barakat of the Quran Sharif. Those barakat are kept intact in these Mubarak places. As ulama have written, your first step into the haram of Makkah Sharif or the haram of Medina Sharif, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam made Hajj and went to Makkah Sharif. And your first step and the barakat are contained there till today. And the barakat of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are contained there till today. So you get all that barakat. It's only if our hearts are open when we go. If we have our hearts are closed, or we are wearing a raincoat of our sins. And then, like for example, it's an extremely hot day, very hot. You are covered in your car in which there is an aircon. You don't feel the hot heat at all. You don't feel no heat. Extremely cold day, but you got your heater on in the car and you are moving through that car. It's snowing also. And the strong cold winds are blowing, but you are so comfortable in your car. So if we are covered with the raincoat of sins, and we are in that environment of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, but we don't feel anything. We don't get one bit of it. Anyway, by the barakat of the Quran Sharif, all these places became so valuable, became so precious, and became so honorable. So the value, the great real value is that of the Quran Sharif. So the month in which it was revealed, that also became valuable. As it is said, that it is Na'mal Rakib wa Na'mal Markab. The rider is also so honorable, and the conveyance is driving in is also so honorable. Like for example, there is a car, top, the best car you can get, Rolls Royce, whatever else it is. In fact, just to understand that, in order, when we want to receive a guest, we might make arrangements for a limousine to receive him at the airport. Or we might hire a Rolls Royce to receive him. The best we can do, who is a very great, honorable guest, we want to receive him in the best, most honorable way. With regard to that, our friend Muhammad Bham, mashallah, who had always so much love, and even now, on one occasion, when I was going to return from one of my journeys, he was making arrangement for this limousine to receive me at the airport, just to show his muhabbat. And we usually, when we travel, we shouldn't make it known. We should just make our arrangements and we should go. We were going to Cape Town. Allah alone knows how he came to know. And we should travel by train. So at Krukkersdorp station, he put a poster there on a blackboard. And all words of love and kindness, he put it there. So anyway, if you're receiving a guest who you love and you respect, and you want to receive him in the best possible way, when we die, we are now the guest of Allah. We are going to Allah. So Allah says, the limousine is not good enough to bring my banda to the qabristan. And also, a A Rolls Royce is not good enough also. He must be carried on the shoulders of Ashraful Makhlukat. The best of my creation, mankind. He must be carried on their shoulder and he must be brought to me. So today, unfortunately, this also we should consider. It's becoming more a common thing. Before, people should carry the janazah from the house. Then they started taking it in a vehicle, in the hearse, till the qabristan. And then they started moving the distances. First they should stop at a certain place, then everyone should carry. Now the time has come that they carry the janazah right up to the place of janazah namaz. So hardly 5 steps, 10 steps that the body is carried. So to carry the body, how lot sawab has been mentioned. But we are now just, it's different if it's an awkward time, very few people, but the weather conditions are not such, it's different. But just generally to make this a trend now, that the janazah is not carried, in fact at all, it's not carried. This is not an advisable thing. And many places after janazah namaz, the janazah is back in the hearse. And right till the qabr it is taken. It's not carried at all. And so many virtues of carrying the janazah So anyway, Allah made it that the best conveyance on that, my banda will come to me. He will be dressed in the best clothes. White is the best. And the kurta is the best. He was dressed in that also. And perhaps we might not have thought of it, but one proof that the slit kurta is the sunnat kurta, Sahib Hidayah writes that his kafan, there will be a kurta also in the kafan. And that kurta will have a slit also. And he writes, kama kana yalbisu fi hayati, as he used to wear during his lifetime. So anyway, in this white clothes, honorable clothes, he's taken as the mehman of Allah Ta'ala. So the Quran Sharif was revealed in these auspicious places and revealed, and Allah, you chose the greatest form of the mode of transport, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, to bring the Quran Sharif from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, it's necessary for us to understand also what is Quran Sharif. We usually, the kitab we take, we say that is, yes, the Quran Sharif. That's a copy of the Quran Sharif. Those are the written words of the Quran Sharif. Like, for example, some people err in this also, and we refer to a translation of the Quran Sharif as the Quran Sharif. That is not the Quran Sharif, that's a translation. It's very probable the translator made a mistake. For up to long, the most popular the translation of the Quran Sharif was that of Yusuf Ali, and in which there were glaring mistakes, big mistakes there were. But that was regarded as Quran Sharif. Today, alhamdulillah, there are many other authentic, correct, but no word can describe the word of another language. And in order to understand this translation, Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave a wonderful example of a translation like of a bayan. Like here we are talking, our Sheikh Mukhtar is here, he speaks French, and mashallah he's a Frenchman, he had learned Arabic, he became an alim, he knows Arabic, but he doesn't know English. Bhai Nurullah is there who's translating for him. So the translation, Maulana Palanpuri gave the example, like somebody, it is itching him somewhere. And one is, you scratch it yourself. One is, you ask somebody else to scratch it for you. Even if it's your wife, you ask her to scratch it for you. And that her scratching, you don't get that satisfaction. Because that itch moves also. And the intensity of it changes also. Sometimes you need it a bit hard. Sometimes you need it just to soothe it, just a bit lightly. So when you do it yourself, you know exactly how, where it is, how to do it. Somebody else does it, you don't get that enjoyment. So the original bayan is like you are scratching yourself and you get the full enjoyment. A translation is like somebody is scratching for you. You don't get the full enjoyment. So like that, the translation of the Quran Sharif can never give that what you get in the Arabic language. A person who studies Arabic, and then what he understands from that, and no translation can give you. The closest translation to the Quran Sharif is Urdu language, Swahili language, Turkish language, these are languages which are very close to the Quran, but they also can't give you what the Quran Sharif will give you. So the Quran Sharif are those words of Allah Ta'ala. The words of Allah Ta'ala. That is Quran Sharif. And not only the words, but the meaning, what Allah meant by that word. Today we know many problems take place. I thought you meant this. I didn't understand. You said this, but I meant this. I didn't say this. So the Quran Sharif, the tafsir of it also, we are not allowed. Even if you make a correct tafsir of the Quran Sharif, but without knowledge that this is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the correct tafsir, that is also mardood. It is rad. It is not acceptable. That it must be done with knowledge and the correct. You can't put your own opinion. At one time, which I hope is gone very less now, there were people who called themselves academics, professionals, doctors, lawyers, engineers, etc., accountants. They would form a group. In every town we had this. Alhamdulillah, it's gone very less if it's not finished off. And they would then sit with a and amongst them, there would be ladies sitting also. And then they would sit with a translation of the Quran Sharif. They will read the translation of one ayat and then ask everyone to give his opinion what he thinks what it means. Eh? So the Quran Sharif is not our opinion. Quran Deen is not our opinion. Many times any matter of Deen comes about, sighting of the moon, halal, haram, divorce, talaq issues, many other issues, and we find many, many people who got no idea of what deen is, they say, I think it's like this. And that also dressed in complete Western clothing, maybe suit and tie also, or maybe casual t-shirt and jeans, and with a cigarette in the mouth, relaxing on a couch, and I think it is this. Deen is not a matter of thinking. Deen is built on the most solid foundation. The most solid foundation, Quran Sharif. And then the next solid foundation, the Hadith Sharif. Deen is built on that. Deen is not on our thinking. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that people commonly, they're going on a journey, traveling by train, which is common in India, Pakistan, and then they buy to pass time. They don't need it to pass time. They buy peanuts or they buy chewro. They're going to eat it. Like we also, patkos, you don't need it. You just ate breakfast. You hardly half an hour in the car and you see somebody's taking out sweets. Somebody's taking out the samosas, the chewro. It's to pass time. It's not a matter of a need that you are having that. Just to pass time. And then they say, chalo, zara deeni guftagu kare. We have a deeni discussion, eating chewro and having a deeni discussion. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, deen is not eating chewro and eating popcorn and eating peanuts. Deen is built on the solid foundation of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. So this, that Quran Sharif, and not only the words of the Quran. In fact, the Quran is protected so much which Allah has said, and Allah's words are atam. They are final. They are complete. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have sent this reminder, dhikr. And from there also it is understood that Quran must be repeated all the time. Our tilawat must be all the time, not only in Ramzan that we should make our tilawat, but all the time throughout the year, and it should be read often, very often. So this is what a dhikr means, to repeat. That is what dhikr means. We make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala to repeat the name of Allah Ta'ala. And in that, Allah has kept the effect. His name's effect is such, it will purify your heart. Dhikr, dhakir ke dil ko muzakka karta hai. Zikr makes the heart of the one who is making zikr, purifies his heart. Or mujalla karta hai, it polishes that heart. Musaffa karta hai, it shines that heart. Zikr has got that effect. So and to repeat Quran Sharif, the person who reads Quran Sharif, it is the greatest sabab Allah has given us in this world by which we can get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Is this Hablullah. It is the rope of Allah Ta'ala. The end, one end of this rope is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, so to say. The rope itself is so strong that it is out of the question that it can have any wear and tear also. Forget breaking. The other end of the rope is in our hands. If we just hold fast onto it, we will get pulled and drawn to Allah Ta'ala. And for the general masses to benefit from the Quran Sharif is by tilawat of Quran Sharif. And fulfilling all the rites of the Quran Sharif. To have iman on the Quran. To have iman on every ayat of the Quran. To have iman then to learn the Quran Sharif. To make amal on the Quran Sharif. To recite the Quran Sharif. To propagate the Quran Sharif. To teach the Quran Sharif, to have love and respect for the Quran Sharif. A person who will do this, and Ramzan is the springboard to start all this. Not just that we do it in Ramzan, and after that we close on the kitab, we don't read. Yeah, each one of us should consider how much of Quran Sharif do I recite on a daily basis. Out of Ramzan also, and in Ramzan we should increase the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So this is that rope of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr." We have sent this kitab, Quran Sharif. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And with great stress, inna lahu lahafidun. We are the ones who will protect it. So Allah has protected the words of the Quran, and nobody will be able to change it. In fact, one person, a chief of a clan, remind me where I'm going off from here, in Zambia, he was a educated person in university. He should do a lot of reading. He accepted Islam. So when this news reached that's the town of Chipata, the Asian business people, they all came to know that a very big chief, he accepted Islam, and not only accepted Islam, he went to each village of his, which he was the chief of, 200 villages there. And he told them, "I've become Muslim, and I won't be your chief if you don't accept Islam." All the 200 villages accepted Islam. All the people of those places. When they came to know, they were interested, that naturally, an eagerness to meet such a person, they went and meet him and asked him, "What was the cause of your accepting Islam?" It was no Tabligh Jamaat went there, no Alim he met, just on his own. So when they asked him, he said, I've studied at university, I've got university degrees, and it's my passion, hobby, to read. I read a lot. Then this book came into my hands, Quran Sharif. So I read it, and I was fascinated with the subject matter, what the subject matter of the Quran Sharif is. And then normally what happens like that, then a person closes again and looks on the cover for the author. Who is this who wrote this book? And this should be a natural thing in every person. You eat a delicious meal, it should come, "Who made this?" And then thank that person. Not just that you eat it, you don't think, "Who sent this?" Then you make dua for that person. Everything that a person has got, a person should think. If we just think, remind me of this also, that the one dua for eating and the similar dua for wearing clothes. For eating, "Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa." All praise is due to Allah who gave me this to eat and without any effort from my side. I'm getting it ready on the plate. And the clothes also. And for eating, if we read that dua, all your past sins are forgiven. And if you read this dua when wearing clothes, "Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa," who gave me this clothes to wear without any effort from my side. All your past and future sins are forgiven. Why is the word so lot fazilat? Because you have realized tawheed. And we are here in this world to have tawheed, to understand the oneness of Allah. And oneness of Allah is not only la ilaha illallah. There is great detail to understand the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob, Rahmatullahi, what a great buzur, what a pious man. He says that موت مجھے نہ آئے جب تک کہ راز توحید سے میں آگاہ نہ ہو جاؤں. I must not die until I understand توحید. That whatever you see, you realize it is Allah who is the doer. It is no government, it is no infrastructure, no machine. Everything, it is the hand of Allah. And directly, not indirectly, directly in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a mu'min, a kamil, who understands that Allah alone is the doer of everything. How many times a person is so particular to lock the door, to switch off the lights at night, but when something had to go wrong, you say, I don't know how I forgot. I never slip up. I make it a point. What do you understand from this? Which Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْخِ الْأَزَائِنِ. I understood and recognized my Allah, whereby my plans being thwarted, my plans being destroyed. That we make a plan, but Allah's plan is above that. We have to do all our asbab. We are responsible for that. Choose the means, but realize the doer of everything, giver of rozi, shifa, transport, everything is only Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so this person, he read that book, he read the Quran Sharif, and he says now he looked at the author. Who is the author? No name. Then he looked on the side, no name. He opened the cover, first page, no name. Then he understood, corresponding with the subject matter, that this is no other but the Almighty, the one and only. This is his book. So he says, from that I became a Muslim. And the second thing he says, that I saw that he was a Christian before and a learned person. As many Bibles that I studied, wherever they were printed, whenever they were printed, there was differences in them. The Bible has been changed. Man has made many changes in the Bible, so I saw changes all the time. But Quran Sharif, I saw no change whatsoever. It is exactly the same, wherever it was printed, whenever it was printed, the same Quran Sharif. And in fact, the Bible, the Jews have made effort, and the Old Testament, they have brought it back into the Jewish language, into the original language, but it can't be the original which was revealed. And the Bible, it's not in the original language. It's all translations. Whichever you are Englishman, you read it in English. You're an Afrikaner, you read it in Afrikaans. You're a Zulu, you read it in Zulu. It is not the original words. Quran Sharif is that kitab, the original Arabic words. Allah Ta'ala revealed it in Arabic, and it will be preserved in Arabic by Allah till the day of Qiyamah. It is not the Hafiz who preserves the Quran Sharif. Allah preserves the Hafiz. Because he made the effort of preserving the Quran Sharif, memorizing it. It's not he who looks after the Quran Sharif. But by the barakat of the Quran, him memorizing it, Allah preserves him. And Allah makes his Hafazat. Because he learned the Quran Sharif. So this is the words of the Quran which Allah had revealed. That is Quran. And words are abstract. Which Imam Bukhari, which is a long academic discussion. Lafzi bil Qur'ani hadithun. That my words, what I read, these words are hadith. Otherwise, Allah's kalam is qadim. It is eternal. It is since ever. It remains since ever. But my words, which I am reading, and my words also, the hafiz reads the whole Quran in the Taraweeh. But those words, we don't see them. They are abstract. Words are abstract. But that words which Allah revealed, if the Hafiz makes a mistake, whether it is a Tajweed mistake, whether it is a Makharij mistake, and very close are the Za, the Dha, and the Zai. They are all very close, and sometimes they come so close, written together, and it needs a really lot of training to read it correctly and perfectly. So that also, if there is a mistake made, that is not a mistake in Allah's kalam. That is a mistake of the Hafiz. And open words mistakes which we make, mutashabihat, or we get stuck or something else, that's all our mistake. There isn't a mistake in the Quran. So that Quran is read. So it's not, that is not Allah's kalam. That is your words, what you are reading. Allah's kalam, there is no mistake whatsoever. And it is revealed in the most authentic. And so that is the words of the Quran, which is not the written word, that is written with ink. And today in a printing press it is printed. That is not the word of Allah. That helps us. These are all aids to get to the word of Allah. So the word of Allah is what Allah had revealed. And which came down to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then not only those words, but the meaning also of the Quran. The correct meaning which Allah had intended. And the only person who has authority to really interpret something is the person who spoke it. If anyone said something, then it is not other interpretations which other people make, but what you intended, that is the true meaning of the word. Whatever you might be a weak person mentally, you might have spoken also wrong grammatically also, and according to grammar the meaning comes something else. But what you meant, that is the meaning. So what Allah meant, that is the meaning. And Quran Sharif are the words of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah had sent down, and the meaning which Allah had intended. So that is what we have to learn. So these groups I was speaking about, these academics who sit and make a tafsir of Quran on their own accord. Even if they say the right thing, it is not right. It is also, and that also, it leads a person to the fire of Jahannam. So it's not safe that we just give our opinions. And today is a common sickness that everyone, my opinion is this. In matters of deen, in matters of tafsir, when the ayat was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we have made your zikr very high. Outwardly is a simple ayat, not mutashabihat. Very straightforward to understand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning? They were trained so well and so well groomed that they say, Allahu wa Rasuluhu Adam. We don't know what is the meaning. Allah and His Rasul know the meaning. Then Allah sent the tafsir with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So that was the correct meaning which Allah had sent down. What Allah had meant, that is the meaning. Not that what we would opine and what opinions we would make. So this is Quran Sharif. So that Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala had revealed. And it is a complete, as in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Hudal linnas. It is hidayat for mankind. Hidayat or guidance. Of what? It is your GPS. It is your GPS where you want to reach. So if we type in our GPS first, the akhirat, ma'rifat of Allah, pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then the Quran will take you on that road. But if you press on your GPS, dunya, rich man, degrees, get lot of degrees of dunya, then your GPS will take you that way there. And the Quran, yahdi bihi man yudhillu bihi kathira wa yahdi bihi kathira. So it depends what you're going to pray, what's your intention in life. And if you look for the wrong things in the Quran Sharif, you won't find it, or your own wrong things you'll find there. But you won't find the wrong things in the right kitab. This kitab is a kitab. So the kitab, for example, there is no greater kitab than the Quran, than on science than the Quran Sharif. No greater kitab on mathematics than the Quran Sharif. But if you go and look for science as such, and you go and look for mathematics as such in the Quran Sharif, you won't find it. If you want to study the Quran and you look at the contents and you see that the one surah is there, woman, Surah An-Nisa, which was recited. Now you think, oh, I'm going to find out all about woman here. What woman is discussed here in the Quran is a different thing. As Maulana Musa Saab explained, all the masail and rulings with regard to woman, they are discussed majorly in the surah. That's why the name. But if your mind has got some other filth and dirt in it, and you think you're going to find that in the Quran, you will be totally disappointed. You won't find all that filth and dirt. The Quran Sharif is in order to take a person to Allah and a guide. So the Quran Sharif is hudal linnas and for mankind. Yeah, also, like for example in Surah Fatiha, a person reads and the Surah Fatiha, what is it basically? Two things in Surah Fatiha. First, the praises, it's one thing only, dua. Surah Fatiha is a surah of dua, the greatest dua. And how to make dua? Allah taught the usul in Surah Fatiha. First, praise the person who you want a favor from, make him happy first. Then you're going to get your work done. So first, praise Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah is not in our need of our praises. But when you will praise somebody, you will be cutting yourself to size. You yourself, you'll be getting cut down to size. You thought I'm a big man, but you realize I've got a need. And in order to get my need fulfilled, I have to praise somebody. And then I will get my work done. Many people, when we have problems anywhere, at any government office, anywhere, at the borders, etc., we want to fight with the officers. You're taking the wrong road. You're not going to get your work done. There you have to humble yourself, and then you will possibly get your work done. By fighting with the person and showing your big authority, you might be a big authority in your shop or in your factory, but for that person, you're a nobody. You're nobody whatsoever. There, if you will be humble to the person, in a kind word, you try and reason with him, possibly your work, he will also turn to be soft with you. But you want to show your authority? He's the man in authority there. He's got the authority, he's got his badge on. You got no badge there. Like that person who was sent as an inspector from the agriculture department to one farm. And came for inspection. So the farmer said, no problem, you can inspect. But in that enclosure, there was a wild bull. Don't go near there. He said, I got a badge. I can go where I want to. Nobody can stop me. He said, well, if that is your opinion, then you go. When he went there, and that bull charged him. And then he had to run for his dear life. So the farmer shouted, show the bull your badge. You got a badge, you sent from the agriculture department, and he mustn't attack you, he must also, the way you're going to. So we want to act big bosses everywhere, wherever we are. In our house we act with such authority and haughtiness, and we are we, ana wala ghairi. What I say must go. Nobody can go against what I say. All this doesn't help. So Surah Fatiha has taught us first to praise Allah Ta'ala. And after that, we declare that we only worship Allah, and we only need the help of Allah Ta'ala. And then we present our need after praising Allah, and we express that we have got a great need, and only you can fulfill our need. And what is that he need? Hidayat. We want Hidayat. Then, a definition of Hidayat. Aspects, not that what the Jews went on to, not what they were the Christians went on to. We want the middle, the correct path that leads to Allah Ta'ala. Then immediately after that, Dhalika al-Kitab. You ask for that Hidayat? Yeah, is that Kitab. Yeah, Dhalika, that Kitab, yeah, it's actually the meaning of Hadha al-Kitab. This Kitab, yeah. What you ask for Hidayat? Yeah, I'm giving it to you. Yeah, it's your whole GPS, your direction for your life. How to live with yourself, how to live with your spouse, your family, how to do business, how to get married, everything, if occasion of divorce has to come, how to go about, all the details now are in the Quran Sharif. This is that Kitab. And it is such a GPS, la rayba fi. There is no doubt in every direction is 100% correct. These directions are not like that person who went to Durban, and he needed directions, so he asked an Indian fella for directions. So he told him, you turn right here, you turn left there, next stop, you turn straight, and then you get lost. So the Quran didn't give directions like that, that you get lost here, and you turn straight, and then you go and get lost after that. Now the Quran has given such directions, you can't go wrong. In this also we should understand that you got your delivery boy, you send him to go and deliver, you gave him, you told him where to go, but you made out from his face he hasn't understood. So you will now give him directions, you write it down. In detail you write it down. You see, he still doesn't understand. He's not going to go to the right place. You give him a GPS, you put the direction, your destination, and you show him the route also on there. Yeah, you must go. Yeah, you must turn. Everything. Still he doesn't understand. Now you give him a cell phone, right through, you be in touch with me on the cell phone. I will be guiding you everywhere. Still you see, he still gets lost. You say, now what kind of a person? Now, after all this, the Quran Sharif, we should think that a person learned the huruf, alif, ba, ta, ta, huruf, tajji, spelling of Quran Sharif. Then he read the words of the Quran Sharif. Then he did joining words. Then he did some other, all the qaidas he finished, yassar al Quran, or whichever other qaida he did. Now he came into Quran Sharif. He read the whole Quran Sharif, and if you still didn't find Allah Ta'ala. And then you became a hafiz. Then you became a qari. 7 qiraats you learned. Ashara you learned, 10 qiraats you learned, but still you didn't find Allah. Then you became, you did tafsir also, and still you didn't find Allah. Now you teaching tafsir, and you wrote a tafsir kitab also, but still you didn't find Allah. What to say of such a person? He's even more unfortunate than the driver who you sent to go and deliver something. The object of the Quran Sharif is to find Allah, to find our route to Jannah, to find our route of Akhirat. That is why the Quran Sharif is. So Allah gave us this kitab, the Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. And Quran is from qiraat, that is by recitation. Any person who wants to benefit from the Quran, it is by recitation of the Quran. The more we recite the Quran Sharif, the more we're going to benefit. But and throughout the year, we must recite Quran Sharif. Then see the benefit that we will get from Quran Sharif. And even if you become a hafiz, but you don't recite Quran Sharif. Many huffaz, it's a ni'mat that you know your Quran very well. But many people abuse that ni'mat, that we don't have to read, we know it. Ramzan 1, we'll make one door before Ramzan, and our Quran will be fresh again. That ni'mat, you changed it into you abused it and made it a ni'mat. That ni'mat should be such, a hafiz of Quran really is that person that at any time you ask him to start reading from anywhere, and he just reads. It just flows from his mouth. Hafiz the Quran is he who reads Quran daily, and he reads it in abundance. He reads it in his nafil, in his faraz, in his sunnahs. Every way he's reading Quran Sharif. On all the time, it's just Quran Sharif on his tongue. That is what you call a hafiz. There was one great alim, Maulana Sulaiman Patel, many years ago, 50 years ago, here in the Joburg area. Those days, cars, people didn't have cars. And public transport also was not so good. Wherever he had to go, mostly they had to walk 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers for all their work. Anyone would ask him, how far is that place you go? He says, so many suparas. Not how many kilometers, not how much time it takes. It takes so many suparas to reach there. You should just read Quran Sharif all the time. There was Hafiz Badat in Pietermaritzburg. I saw him also, Maulana Patel also I saw, and in fact Maulana Sulaiman Patel, his common name by all the people should know him is Maulana Chaski. Chaski, a madman. Ke jinu chatki gelu che. He was a madman. So much Quran he should read that people whose heads are upside down, they called him upside down. This is also the nature of mankind, that you, how you are, you look at somebody else like that. They were mad people in dunya. And what is this dunya? One person, an alim, passed by, little girls, small girls who used to collect the dung, the waste of the cow, in bags. And one girl is boasting, I got 2 bags, other one say, I got 3 bags, other one say, so this is what, so how much dunya you got, you are boasting on dung. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he once went for a jamaat to a certain area of Delhi. So he told them, go and make gusht in a certain place there. They said, Hazrat, this time of the night, people are all fasting. He said, there they are awake. And those people work is to carry the night soil, the waste of the people. They weren't sewage system, no flush system, toilets. The waste had to be picked up. So when they went there, they found, Abba, those people are awake. And this person was a proud. I got 200. I got 300. I got 600. When he came to know what? I got 200 houses that I go and collect night soil from. I got 300 houses from where I collect. You are proud about picking up night soil. This is what, and this dunya is the filth of, is the filth and dirt. And you are proud. I got a 6-figure bank balance. I got 8-figure bank balance. You are proud. I got so much of dirt. What is this? This is nothing. The thing to be proud about is Quran Sharif. It's about deen. So when our niyat is not correct, our GPS, we have put a direction of dunya. That all dunya's things. Then we are moving in this direction. And then Quran Sharif is not important to you in your life. You don't read, forget read. And if you are reading, your direction is dunya. You are reading Quran is a burden to you. It's not an enjoyment, a pleasure for you. Like for example, you have to study for your exams and somebody forces you now to, your mother tell you to go and do some work. You have to study for your exams. Now you are going, your heart is not in that work at all. Because you want to be with your books all the time. You have to work out things, you have to revise things. And now she sent you for some work, your father sent you for some work. Other times, when you are free, enjoy. You go with the car, you go and do little shopping. You bought for your mother what she wanted, for your father you bought. But when you were busy studying, so if you made your direction to Jannah, your dunya will be very hard for you. You will have to do it, you're a human being, but your heart will never be in dunya. Your heart will be only in akhirah. But if our destination is dunya, to become a rich man, I must have my bank balance must be so much, by this age I must own so many shops, by this age I must become a millionaire, by this age I must have my own house, by this age I must have so many people working for me, all this dunya's things, then dunya, Quran Sharif won't give you direction for that. Quran Sharif is direction. All these things are in the Quran. But then you won't get your direction if your destination is wrong. So in our GPS, for those people who have made niyat of akhirah and jannah and the pleasure of Allah, the Quran Sharif, you'll see from the awwal, from surah, from bismillah, what enjoyment you will get. And what a meaning it will have. And you will become a die-hard for the Quran. And if you are not in a position to become Hafiz, you will be adamant and determined, my son must become a Hafiz. If your sons are grown up also, you will be determined, my grandchild must become a Hafiz. He must become an alim. This is, otherwise, we see which is common. No, my son must become a doctor. He must become a lawyer. Because your niyat is not akhirat. So the Quran Sharif, Hibs, becoming an alim, these things don't have any value in your heart. Because dunya's things have got value in your heart. There is a different thing. You tried your level best, but the son just doesn't want to listen. There's something else. But you, your niyat that you want this year in your life, this is that what then Quran will have meaning in your life. So Quran Sharif are the words of Allah and nobody, gee, I was trying to come onto that subject, that not only the words, but how the word is written, like the word Allah, as it is written here on top. Everywhere in the Quran Sharif, it's written like that. According to Arabic calligraphy, you can write it in different ways also. There are many scripts also that you can write it in. But you are not allowed to write it in any other way, but in this way here. Yasin, for example, one is Ya with a Khara Zabar on top, and then the Seen. That is how it's written in the Quran. You're not allowed to write Yasin. The name of somebody is Yasin, that person Ye with a Alif, and then Seen, and then the Noon, or Seen Ye Noon. That can be that person's name. But Quran Sharif, how Yasin is written, and any word, one place it's written this spelling, another spelling. You can't change it also. So it's not at all permissible, and it's very unsafe that a person is writing an article and just out of memory he writes the Arabic script. He must check the Quran Sharif and take it from the Quran Sharif, and that is how it must be. Otherwise, the example is how it will become like that person who was a who drew calligraphy. The days before computers and people you by hand written, Quran was written. So one person wanted a copy of a Quran. It wasn't a matter of just to going to the bookshop and buying one Quran Sharif. You had to go to the person who writes out the Quran. So he went to this person and who had a habit to change words. So he told that person, See, I write this Quran for me, I want a copy of a Quran, my personal copy. But write it correctly, don't make any changes. So he said, no, Quran, how can I make any changes? When he went and picked it up, it was written complete. But then he told, I made any changes? He said, no changes. Only some glaring mistakes I corrected. What were the glaring mistakes? He says, Asa Musa. Asa Adam Rabbahu, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam erred and made a mistake. Asa Adam Rabbahu. So he said that this Asa stick wasn't of Adam alayhi salam, it was Musa alayhi salam. So I corrected that. Asa Adam Rabbahu. What was the other one? A few, two, three like this. He made. So you can't change the words, you can't change the spelling of the words also. And somewhere, like in English, minute and minute is spelled the same. But it's pronounced differently. So like that, many other words, they are written differently, the same meaning also. Synonyms, they are, so many words, they are very similar, but different meaning. So the Quran Sharif, wherever a word has been written, the same word, pronounced the same way, same spelling, but what script was used there, you have to use that script here. You can't use another script. So much the Quran Sharif is protected. The words of the Quran are protected. The meanings of the Quran Sharif are protected. The spelling and the script of the Quran Sharif is protected. The qiraat of the Quran Sharif is protected. You can't read Quran Sharif like many youngsters nowadays. Alhamdulillah, Allah's prism. And we must make shukr before even the basic qiraat, hafs, how we read Quran Sharif normally. That also we were reading so incorrectly. Today, mashallah, great effort has been made and Quran Sharif is being read beautifully today. And not only in the one riwayat of Hafs, but the seven narrations have become common. So small boys, when they hear the different wad-duhay, that they also want to start reading like that. And they mix it all up. This qiraat with that qiraat, it's not permissible to do that. You have to learn it. And that one qiraat, how it has been revealed. Allah revealed the Quran Sharif ala sab'ati huruf, on seven qiraats, on the dialects of the Quraysh, Allah Ta'ala revealed, and it has to be maintained like that. You can't make it. And this year is not for us to maintain. We are the sabab, but Allah will protect it. And till 1400, 1500 years, not one diatrical mark, zabar, zair, vowel of the Quran has been changed. Not one dot has been changed. As it was revealed, like that Allah Ta'ala has preserved it, and it is here for us. So this is that Quran Sharif. So it's quite clear. And when Allah revealed it, before the Quran Sharif was revealed, the jinnat, the jinn, they used to go up, and they used to hear what talks are taking place there. And they should bring that down and tell the fortune tellers. And with one truth, they should mix the 100 lies. And the fortune teller tells you one truth, he knows exactly what number is going to come in the lottery. And who is going to die when. He knows exactly. But there are 100 lies which he mixes. But when Quran was coming, Allah closed all those doors also. Security was heightened, was tightened. So that they cannot interfere so much if they, and it's a whole science of its own to study. How when the Quran Sharif was revealed, how Allah made the intizam for the protection of the Quran Sharif. So when such a great kitab was revealed, it's quite clear on whom it was revealed. How great wouldn't he be? And where it was revealed, how honorable won't that place be? The time that it was revealed, how honorable won't that time be? So the month of Ramadan is that honorable time in which the Quran Sharif started coming to the world, which has made this month also so honorable. So we'll carry on with that. Huda linnas wa bayyinatin minal huda wal furqan. We will just end here that when a person finds himself at home, nice, peaceful conditions, health, etc., the faraz of celebrating the Quran is to fast now. This fasting is not a burden. It's not Allah put a punishment on us. It is in honor of the Quran Sharif. And listening to the Taraweeh at night, 20 rakats for 30 nights, is an honor of the Quran Sharif. Don't deprive ourselves of this and don't do an injustice to the Quran. It's only in this one month you can make Taraweeh. You can't make Taraweeh, Qiyam al-Layl out of Ramadan. It's in this month. Honor this month. And honor the Quran Sharif. Honor it by fasting. And fasting also, which inshallah we'll discuss, what is called a fast, don't just stay hungry. Keep a fast, the proper fast which is required. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.